Hello, hello everyone. We're here with Courtney Chambers, Managing Director of C4 Cleaning in Croydon. How are you, Courtney?
Do you know what? You just changed so quickly then. That just threw me off. You're super professional. That's completely thrown me off. You've done this before. I'm really well, thank you.
Okay, listen, thanks for coming to talk to us. Thanks for, it's really good to be here. And I'm excited to learn more about your business in terms of data cleaning, looking at people. You know, it's about people trusting you with their really, really important gadgets. And you go in there and you clean them. So tell me, Courtney, what started this journey?
So we started doing commercial cleaning approaching 11 years ago, and we started cleaning data centers 7 years ago.
Wow.
We used to clean the commercial elements of data centers.
Right.
And over a period of time, we was asked to be doing more critical cleaning inside these data centers. And now what we've done is we've completely positioned the company where we work only with data centers.
Okay, so can you explain to us what critical cleaning is in terms of data center? Because Joe Bloggs out there doesn't know. I know a little bit about it, but we want to talk to those who may not know or want to be might want to talk to you about your business and opportunities there.
Okay, so everything that we do from a online perspective, technical perspective, is all saved somewhere in the data center. So this iPad, you've got memory. You've probably got some stuff in the cloud, which is, goes back many, many, many years ago. The television, if you check on the app on your phone, Facebook, all this sort of information, it all has to run through a data center. And this is large buildings, which are all over the world.
Right.
And they're not particularly glamorous, so it's not like Hollywood. And they enable us to have access to information, softwares, accessories, Google searches, all these type of things instantly because it is backed up with a data center.
Right. I mean, you mentioned Hollywood. Can I tell you that what the end product that you see on the screen is not how it often starts. So you might actually have Hollywood in your office because you're working and making sure everybody's business and the data is nice and clean. So you work, you go in there and you help clean them. But talk to me about your operatives, how you get them in there and stuff like that.
Okay, so the cleaning business that we deliver in data centers is split up into different divisions. So the most interesting part is your critical cleaning division and your commercial cleaning division. So our operatives, firstly, when we actually are onboarding operatives, we need to really explain to them what a data center is.
Okay.
Because a lot of the time, if you're working in a commercial capacity, and you are working from one office to another office, or you're working from one industrial building onto another industrial building, it's completely different than when you're working into a data center. So onboarding with operatives and having that conversation with them, explaining to them what where you're working and why it's important that, you know, we keep up the hygiene, aesthetically, the condition of the building, versus working with our critical team who actually need to do the white space, the data halls, and they're doing the deep cleaning of the data center.
What's white space?
So white space is the critical element of a critical element of the building. So that's traditionally where you'll have your server cabinets, your racks, your all your critical infrastructure of the data center.
Right. So I'm going back a few years. So would that be the something like the IBM mainframe?
Yeah, something very similar to that. Yeah.
I'm showing my age.
Yeah.
So you go and you help clean that. But I'm sure, like most things, we alluded to the fact that data is actually quite valuable, more valuable than cash these days. Because if you lose your data, what happens?
Essentially, I think the whole world could crash, right?
Yeah. I mean, even if you lose your phone.
Yeah. Well, you see what it's like when, like, WhatsApp crashes for a few hours and the whole place just goes crazy, right? So imagine if that was a bank or, you know, like Transport for London or Ministry of Defence or something like that. So it would, I wouldn't even want to think about the effects of downtime of a data center, or the loss of a power outage in a data center. I've had conversations with people where it's completely wiped out businesses altogether.
Just because of one
just
incident?
Because one incident could be human error, downtime, power outage, something's gone wrong. And yeah, it can wipe out businesses instantly.
Right. I mean, that's really scary. So that means that the clients that you have to have 110% trust in you.
Probably more,
In you as a more than 100%.
Yeah.
Over and above.
Yeah.
For you to be able to walk into their building and handle their most important asset.
Yeah.
So trust is key.
Massive.
So that's when you know, in terms of you, then you are bringing your family in, not family, as in the family that
we're in, but
your business.
Yeah.
Is, you know,
which is like my family, yeah. Yeah.
So you're bringing your people in.
Mm-hmm.
You have to trust them because the company that's hiring your company has to trust you.
Of course, yeah. So they're an extension of myself and the business, yeah.
And talk to me also, what about training? I'm Joe Blogs out there, or Joanna Blogs. I come in, I want a job. I'm hardworking. How do I go from hardworking person and then coming into your business? Do I need to have experience of cleaning or cleaning data? And if I don't, what sort of training program do you have for somebody like me?
Okay, so firstly, we'd need to look at the position that we're marketing. When you work in a data center, there is various levels of security checks that you need to pass before you can even walk into the building.
Okay.
So when it comes to onboarding operatives, there's a lot of compliance stuff which is done in the background before they can even walk out on site. You've got health and safety, which is a massive thing as well, which we've moved to like a more digital form as well. So we're trying to be a paperless company as much as possible. So we've got digital platforms for health and safety, onboarding from a back office perspective as well, to make sure that they are who they say they are, they've got the reasonable experience. If they haven't got any experience, it's quite easy for us to work with people who haven't got experience because they don't have any sort of bad traits. And if you do have experience, we like to look at what that experience looks like, speak to previous employers. And then we would have to give them almost a bit of a crash course on what it is working in a data center. You're not just walking into another office building. You are walking into a very high level, secure place of work. People are very meticulous in data centers.
They have to be.
The environment is really different. Most data centers, even for you just to walk to the shop, can take you sort of 10-15 minutes for the amount of security doors that you need to go through. So a lot of the people working in data centers are generally working in there for a long period of time.
Yeah.
Behavior patterns are different, attitudes are different, expectations on cleaning is different. So these are all processes that we have to put in place before we even look at onboarding somebody within the business to represent C4, to deliver the service that we specialise in data centres.
Okay, I've asked you a lot of hard questions. Let's make it a little bit softer now.
Okay.
What's the culture like at C4 Cleaning?
You mentioned family, and I feel like we're really family orientated.
Yeah. I get that. I have that, you know, sense of family.
Yeah, like we don't just look at new clients or new sites as just an account. We all are like really excited about even like a prospect. Even if we're going and we're prospecting and somebody's interested, like you can feel the energy in the office that everybody's interested. Like even this morning, I've come in, I'm speaking to Julia, I've explained to her that we're going to Germany first week of January, and like I can just feel like there's an she has an invested interest.
To me, that's
like a perfect culture environment for me.
But isn't that because you've also invested in you invest in the people that work here to make sure that they're happy, because happy employees ultimately deliver your promise.
Yeah. I mean, I think it's super important that you add a value to your employees and your staff. I don't even look at them as employees. I look at them as like team members. It's important because at the end of the day, if they're not happy, then you're going to see it in their performance. You're going to see it in their deliverables. You're going to see it in their attitude. I'm massive on service delivery as well. So if we are going out on site and people are not happy, then that's going to be communicated to my client. And then, you know, that just becomes toxic, doesn't it? You then have your clients your partners questioning your culture within the business.
Yeah. I think culture is very important.
So, I mean, it's something that's really important. It's something that once you catch it quite early, it's quite easy for you to evolve with that culture. Yeah. Even when you think you don't have a culture in the business, you've got a culture in your business.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So, yeah, for me, it's massive. It's really important.
Family. The C4 cleaning family.
Yeah, I call this like a team family. Family's a bit cheesy, but like a team.
Yeah.
You know.
Thank you very much for giving me a little bit of info about C4 cleaning, and we'll be back with some more information on what C4 cleaning does. So thank you, Courtney.
No problem. Thank you.